The high death toll is being blamed, at least in part, on the fact that there's no tsunami alert network in the Indian Ocean, though there is one in the Pacific. Dr. Tad Morty studies tsunamis. He says that the system in the Pacific includes sensors and gauges under the ocean and what he calls tsunami travel time charts.
No matter where the earthquake happens in the Pacific Ocean, these charts will tell us how long these waves will take to travel around the Pacific and reach various destinations. Mm-hmm. The other thing also we do is we run the computer models to determine for a given location when there is a magnitude given earthquake, how the tsunami will be generated, how it will propagate, and how it will amplify in the coastal areas, different coastal areas.
Now, it sounds like in this case that the warning may not have helped right near the epicenter of the earthquake, but the wave took several hours to reach some of its the places that were hardest hit, Thailand, Sri Lanka, and India, and on to Africa. And those would have been places where an alert would have come in plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. But let us not totally underestimate in a few minutes of warning. Because in northern Japan, sometimes the warning after the earthquake, before tsunami arrives, is only a few minutes. Yet, they still save lives.
So you think these deaths were preventable or could have been preventable?
Most of them, yes. Most of them could have been. But however, my feeling is this event is so disastrous that this time the Indian Ocean countries probably will collaborate and develop and make an operational tsunami warning system for the entire Indian Ocean. There was nobody who was able to really interpret this for earthquake size. If somebody tells me there's an 8.9 earthquake off the coast of Sumatra, I would know right away that a tsunami is going to hit. It would hit probably four hours southern tip of India, 3 hours Sri Lanka, 2 hours Thailand, 1 hour in Malaysia, 7-8 hours it will hit the east coast of Africa. I would know this. Any oceanographer would know this. So we would do something to alert whoever contacts we have.
Well, Dr. Morty, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Dr. Tad Morty has studied tsunamis for 40 years. He's affiliated with the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.